And greetings, everyone. Happy Tuesday to you. It is November 19th. This is Trailblazers Courtside. Adam Bjarnason, Michael Holton in the catbird seat tonight. We got the big seats. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're filling in, and I think we're up to the task.
The sad thing is there's nothing to talk about with the Trailblazers.
Oh, they're just so hot. They're caliente.
How about this start? And you know, guys are now talking about, hey, is this real? Is it time to get greedy and go? If you can go 4-0, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, people kill me with the overachieving. There's no such word as overachieving. If you accomplish something, you had the skills and capacity to accomplish it.
They beat the Nets yesterday, and boy, we've got so much to talk about on that game because there's a lot that you and I both want to get off our chest. Then there's time to look ahead to the Milwaukee Bucks, the final leg of this four-game trip. We've got Jay Triano coming up, Blazers assistant coach, coming up at 6:15. Antonio Harvey, as we show you the courtside tip-off presented by Standard TV and Appliance. This is our TV-only segment, so there you see our rundown for tonight. These guys are rocked and ready. They are ready to talk all things positive involving the Trailblazers, who right now are 9-2, Michael, a chance to reach double digits in wins in just 3 weeks into the season. It's amazing.
It's big time.
Did you think we'd be at this point? I mean, honestly, before the season started, I don't know if anyone thought we'd see these kind of results.
I didn't predict 9-2, so don't set me up to say I saw it coming. But it's been really fun to watch this team play hard, play well, and play together.
All right, if you are on Twitter and you've got a question of any of our fine guests, we encourage you to hit us up on Twitter. What you want to do is use the hashtag TB Courtside, and we will make sure that we are monitoring that and we get the questions answered. And so many ways for you to take part in tonight's show. Obviously, right here on Comcast Sportsnet, we are streamed live on trailblazers.com. And of course, there's the Trailblazers Radio Network as well. All kinds of stuff. You ready? Put your seatbelt on for the next half hour or hour, rather.
Let's do it.
Okay, that's going to do. All right. The show, Trailblazers Courtside, with all things good, talking about the Trailblazers is going to start officially right after this timeout.
The following sports presentation is a production of Blazers Broadcasting. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside. Join us for tonight's program. In Portland, call 503-963-4595. Elsewhere, call 1-877-475-4595. Email courtside@trailblazers.com. Text us courtside@66937. Or follow the show on Twitter at hashtag TBCourtside.
There's no rest when you are having this much fun. I am here to tell you. And I don't know who's having more fun. Michael Holton and I, or John Curry, Brian Buckwalter behind the camera. Hi again, everyone. Welcome to Trailblazers Courtside this Tuesday, November 19th. A lot of smiles around the offices here and beyond. We are working on, seven wins in a row, going for eight tomorrow. Michael, the road trip itself. I mean, you got a chance tomorrow to sweep when you go into Milwaukee, the land of beer and cheese.
And you're talking about a team that won 11 games on the road a year ago, having a 4-0 road trip on the first extended trip of the season. That's big time.
Yeah, a chance for win number six on the road tomorrow. That you just don't see that this early in the season. But the question is it all real right now? Are we pinching ourselves? Has the talent, the opponents been less than maybe what's upcoming for the Trailblazers? We hope to get to the bottom of all that. All we know is one thing. Trailblazers are winning games, and they're winning them fairly convincingly.
Yeah, I can't start grading wins based on strength of schedule, record of opponent. Right now, early in the year, you're trying to set the stage.
Well, let's tell everyone who we got coming up. Let's go over the last seven that have all resulted in victories. The last loss was to the Houston Rockets. That was here at the Moda Center. But you see a lot of these, not a lot of close ones, aside from the Phoenix game, 6-point win over Detroit. But the rest of them, 8 to 10 points every time.
Yeah, and scoring, I mean, look, 100, 118, 109, 109, 100, buck four, buck eight. That's putting points on the board.
Well, on the show tonight, we're going to be joined by Trailblazers assistant coach Jay Triano. He is in Milwaukee with the rest of the team, as is Antonio Harvey, radio analyst. He's going to be along board. We will contact each of those gentlemen by phone. And Tone coming up at 6:35. Tone's done a remarkable job, as we, you know, certainly wish Brian Wheeler continued health, and look forward to him getting back behind the mic on the, I think Friday is what I had been told that he might be returning. And but I think Tone has done such a great job in that three-man booth. That was kind of cool to see.
Tone showed his versatility, just slid right in,
yeah,
got in, got out, and then bounced back to radio.
It's kind of like you. You just did Holton on Hoops, and you just kind of slid right in.
Hey, just trying to continue to carry the message.
Okay, so let's continue on with what we saw yesterday about the win over Brooklyn, a 10-point victory over the Nets. And I think there was one thing that I kind of took away from that game that you were looking at as well, was the demeanor, if you will, of Jason Kidd on the sideline. I'm looking at what he isn't doing and thinking, how does this guy, how long is he going to last as head coach? And then afterwards, they have a players-only meeting. The Nets did after the loss yesterday, where guys weren't allowed into the locker room, media that is, not allowed into the locker room for 55 minutes or so.
Well, my experience with players-only meetings is only bad teams have them.
Yeah.
I've never been on a good team that had a players-only meeting. So it's not a good indication, but it is indicative of the guys caring, and they've got veteran guys in that locker room. So I'm sure there were some things that needed to be said in that locker room after the game.
And, you know, it doesn't lend any credence to coaching. You don't want to see that if you're a coach at any level, a coach struggling. But, you know, we won't spend too much time talking about Jason Kidd the Nets, but yeah, they've clearly got some issues.
Well, I'll just say this as we transition back to the good news.
Yeah.
Is, you know, getting a job and doing a job aren't the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think Jason Kidd did a good job getting the job.
Right.
But now he's got to do the job.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of on-the-job training, and, you know, when you start at the highest level of basketball, that's not easy. But when you look at the third quarter, as we get back to the game,
sure,
and we're talking about the job Jason Kidd did versus the job that Terry Stotts and his staff did, Brooklyn was on fire in the first quarter and shot it reasonably well in the second quarter. So, really, they were a home team on their way to generating a feel-good event,
right,
in the Barclays Center. They scored 15 points in the third quarter.
I know. It was not good. It was not good.
Obviously, the Trailblazers did something in their locker room that Brooklyn didn't do in theirs.
Winning games on the road, and you as a former player know this, it has got to be one of the most difficult things to do. And when you have a chance to win four straight this early in the season on the road, I mean, how important is that? And how would you grade that? I mean, tip the scales at for?
Well, it's big, and I want to kind of break down why it's mm-hmm. big. Winning is contagious, just like losing is. I mean, there's a lot of ways to lose a game, and there's not a lot of ways to win a game. I mean, you know, the margin for winning. But winning on the road, once you start doing it, you expect to do it. Mm-hmm. So the things you do to prepare to continue to do it hopefully becomes a part of your team's DNA. And we've seen this team resilient. I thought at the end of the Toronto game, when they give up a bucket for overtime in somebody else's building, they were going to lose the game.
Right, right.
But they didn't lose the game. They won the game, and then not only did they win the game and say, okay, we've guaranteed a winning road trip, now let's go to Brooklyn and do the best we can, they took that thing up to the next level.
Let's not forget, this is three games in four nights. This is no easy task regardless of the time of year. But how do you guard against a letdown if you're the Trailblazers going into a place where you look at the records perhaps – Milwaukee's 2-7, bottom of the Eastern Conference. How do you guard against a letdown if you're Portland?
Well, there's two things that I think when you think about a letdown when your team is playing well. First of all, depth kind of keeps you from letting down too far because there's somebody else going to come in and play.
Yeah,
you
right.
know? So you don't have the luxury when you have depth. And so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing about a letdown for this particular team is they've got some areas that are clear that they need to improve in. Points in the paint. And really just half-court defense in general, keeping people out of the paint.
Built a culture of winning games, have the Trailblazers so far, and you know, we're kind of seeing the fruits to their labor this early in the season. But we're going to get to a lot of this with Jay Triano and Antonio Harvey, just to kind of get the vibe of what's going on back in Milwaukee, because this team remains hungry. They're not being complacent at all right now, so I think that's a very positive thing.
And I agree.
And he agrees. All right, there you go. Trailblazers courtside for this Tuesday, November 19th. Continues on here at the Moda Center. When we get back, we will be joined by Blazers assistant coach Jay Triano from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We're back right after this on Trailblazers.com, Comcast Sportsnet, and the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Now to Matthews, a three-pointer near side. Bang!
Attention all high school seniors. This is Wesley Matthews of the Trailblazers, and I always strive to be driven to greatness. And I believe providing others the opportunity to go to college is an important step to help others achieve greatness. That's why we've teamed up with Wells Fargo to offer you the opportunity to apply for a $5,000 college scholarship through our Make It Better College Scholarship Program. Visit any Oregon or Southwest Washington Wells Fargo store for an application.
For details, visit trailblazers.com/scholarship.
Hi, I'm Roger Gantz from Windermere Real Estate. When buying or selling a home, the more you know about the market, the better your decisions will be. That's why Windermere has invested in exclusive resources, including statistical analyses, economic forecasts, and more, so our brokers can provide clients with the data that they need. And our website is designed to help buyers search smarter. It's the first to offer NREX drive time technology, which helps determine drive times from work to your new home.
Be in the know when considering a move. Call your Windermere broker or visit Windermere.com.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios Marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
Two words that define rock and roll. Pearl Jam.
I don't wanna take what you can give.
Live.
I gotta stop and eat your bread.
Pearl Jam. Friday, November 29th, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. New album Lightning Bolt, available now. Years and counting. Pearl Jam. Friday, November 29th, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. Reserve seats are on sale now at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com. Ticket West locations and by phone. More at PearlJam.com. Produced by Live Nation.
Back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Trailblazers Courtside continues on this Tuesday night, and we are pleased right now to be joined by Trailblazers assistant coach Jay Triano, pleased enough to join us from Milwaukee on an off day. Coach, how are you tonight? How's Milwaukee treating you?
It's going pretty good. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's we had an optional workout today, and now I'm just grabbing some dinner and watching other NBA games around the league and finding out what we can do to try to keep this thing going.
All right, so a chance for 7 straight wins, chance to sweep the road trip tomorrow. And while that's been phenomenal, you want to kind of keep the fire in these guys alive. You don't want to get complacent. How are you spreading that message to the fellas?
Well, I think that's one of the things, you know, all season long. You know, we've looked at where prognosticators have had us, you know, as far as in the league and where they expect us to be. And I think, you know, we've kind of taken that as a motivational factor for us. And it's one of the things that we look at. And, you know, we every day we go out and we try to disrupt teams and see if we can do something to irritate them and find a way to get our guys motivated. And it hasn't been hard. Our players are very motivated to be successful this year. And I think you know, for the most part, we've responded against everybody that we've played against.
Coach, you're talking about disrupting the opposition. I want to ask you about the game against Brooklyn at the end of the first quarter. That team was on fire. KJ was knocking down shots, and home teams get hot. But not only did the Blazers not blink, I thought the offense kept pace to stay in striking distance. But I want to know if you can talk a little bit about that huddle and the rest of the game in terms of how you got your arms around that game dealing with a hot team at home.
Well, there were a couple things. Number one, we were very pleased with the way we were playing offensively. I think after the first quarter, we had only missed 3 shots. So we knew we were keeping pace with a team that was very hot. The other thing that we look at was that the shots that they were making were contested twos. And that's what we really want to try to force teams to do, is take contested two-point shots. We didn't give up many threes at that point. We weren't giving up a whole lot of shots at the rim. And we think that if we can continue to make teams shoot, you know, distant two-point shots with a hand up, that over the course of a game, the odds will play into our favor. And sure enough, you know, we changed a little bit at halftime about, you know, our not necessarily our strategy as how we were going to guard the screen and roll, but, you know, that we were just giving them too much. We were making them go the way we wanted them to go, but we weren't on their tail enough. We weren't putting any pressure on them. And, you know, I think at halftime we did a good job of our guys getting motivated enough to disrupt them and make them feel uncomfortable when they were coming off screens.
Blazers assistant coach Jay Triano joining us from Milwaukee. And, Coach, have you been able to sit back and kind of appreciate what you've seen so far this early in the season and maybe appreciate some of the depth that you now have on this roster?
Not really. No, I think, you know, when we get locked in here, we get locked in. And as soon as the game was over last night, all of a sudden we became locked in on what we have to do to try to be successful against Milwaukee. And so, you know, it's, you know, we're trying to find a way to get another victory tomorrow night. And, you know, it's great what's happening. But we would be doing the same thing if we were not winning games. We're trying to, you know, move on to the next game and continue doing what we're doing. We like the philosophy and how we're playing right now. And we just got to try to keep moving in the right direction.
He says the rest is just outside noise, Michael.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, talking a little bit about the flow of this team, and obviously things are going well right now. But, you know, I hear Terry Stotts use the term play and flow a lot. You know, I have the opportunity to be in the huddle at home. I want to know if you could speak a little bit to the balance between running sets and playing in flow and kind of what dictates that.
Well, we give our players a lot of freedom. I think, you know, we've got a lot of naturally great playmakers on our team. Whether we throw it into the low post and let LaMarcus, who's an excellent passer out of the low post, or Damian or Wes or Nick Batum coming off screen. So, you know, if we push the ball at the floor, then we're dictating the pace of the game. And we're not letting teams get set up into their defensive coverages. And we let our guys go. And whether it's one screen or two screens and let them play, we call that flow. If we don't have a flow situation, then we're going to get into a half-court set. And I think our half-court sets are very good. Last night we were effective because we made veteran players like Joe Johnson and Paul Pierce have to move a lot before they could guard. And, you know, we like a lot of our offensive sets where there's a lot of movement before we get into a screen and roll or before we get into something, you know, as far as one of our sets, where there's movement before. And we thought that with the age that those guys had, if we can create tempo, which we didn't have in the first quarter because we weren't getting stops, we could put them in a difficult position. And then if we ran our offensive sets, we could put them also in a different or a difficult position because, you know, we kept moving the basketball, move them, and they don't want to move a whole lot.
Coach, Wesley Matthews is playing like his shorts are on fire right now. He's come out of the gates just blazing hot, but was left off that All-Star ballot. He's vented about it, but it's not like he's needed any added motivation for this. Just talk to me about what Wesley Matthews has meant and how he has kind of taken this. He's kind of taken umbrage to not being on that All-Star ballot.
Well, it's Wes Matthews as a person. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't get drafted and has something to prove to everybody. And believes in himself and comes out and creates a great NBA career for a guy who, you know, 30 teams passed over twice as far as the NBA draft goes. And now they're going to take a look at him and say, you're not worthy to be on the All-Star ballot. We always say that those are the greatest motivating things for Wes. You tell him he can't do something, and he finds a way to get it done. And that's just the mental toughness and the type of person that he is. And, you know, I think that's a real tribute to him. You know, he's you know, it's whatever it takes to motivate you. And with Wes, it's like, tell him he can't do something, and he's going to find a way to get it done. And, you know, credit to him for his perseverance and his hard work and what he's done. And he's playing very, very, very well right now.
Yeah, shooting 55% overall, 53% from three-point range, and averaging 16 points a game. Only Klay Thompson and Steph Curry have made more threes this early in the season, Michael.
Wesley is on fire. I mean, and the team is looking for him, and the offense has a rhythm and a flow where three-point shooters get quality looks.
Mm-hmm. Coach, the beautiful thing is that any given night it's a different player who can be the X factor, and that is a sign of the depth that you guys have right now, right?
Absolutely. I think, we've seen on a variety of nights that, Mo Williams coming in off the bench, Dorrell Wright coming in off the bench and hitting shots, Damian Lillard running from the point, LaMarcus down the low block, and then, I haven't even talked about our two starting wing guys, Wes Matthews and Nick Batum. So, our depth this year, and, you have to say, really credit Neil for what he's done as far as creating some power off the bench, which we really didn't have last year. And, I've just named, five or six guys, and I haven't named Robin Lopez, who is our intimidator inside. And, he's got an attitude about protecting the rim, and the rim is his. And, I think, you can't overlook what he's been able to provide on a consistent basis so far this season as well. So, you're right. It takes a team to be very, very good in this league. Every night somebody can come out and beat you, but when you have a lot of quality players, you hope that, two or three guys get it going offensively and that we are, we have a staple defensively. We've been a little bit slow with our starts, but we seem to, get fired up about a team scoring 40 points against us in the first quarter and then take it personally and then, execute our defensive plan throughout the last three quarters.
They're good traits to have this early in the season, and you guys have built on those. One more question as we look ahead to Milwaukee tomorrow, chance to go 4-0 on this road trip. A lot of people say that that's really tough to do. Just winning road games in general is tough. What do you know about the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow, and how are you guys preparing for them?
Well, the thing that scares us a little bit about this team is that they've been sitting here for 4 days preparing for us. They've had a little bit of a break in the schedule where they've been home and practicing. They've had a chance to probably get a couple guys a little bit healthier. They're a home team with a lot of pride. They haven't been off to a great start this season. We're really concerned about just making sure that we play our basketball, regardless of who we play, whether it's a team like the Brooklyn Nets, who's supposed to be one of the top teams in the East, or a team that's not doing as well right now. We have to make sure that we're consistent with how we play the game, how we go out and execute our stuff. And we're aggressive offensively, make the defense collapse a little bit, go inside, kick the ball out to our three-point shooters, go into L.A. and make sure he gets touches and creates an inside game. And then, obviously, we hope that our staple this year is how we defend. And if we defend like we did in the last three quarters last night, we're going to be a pretty good basketball team. And that's how we approach tomorrow's game as well.
Blazers coach, assistant coach Jay Triano joining us. Before we let you go, you're in Milwaukee. There's a lot of good food there. And since it's dinner time here in Portland, and you said you are at dinner, what's on the menu tonight for you? What are you having?
Oh, I just had a nice filet here at Moe's Steakhouse. And just wrapping up dinner right now, watching a bunch of NBA games on TV as I do that. So, yeah, it's been a great night here. There are a lot of places to eat here, and it's nice to have a night off for a change, too. We've been on pretty much of a grind over the last little bit, but we're looking forward to getting back to Portland, but we need to take care of business one more night before we come home.
Excellent, excellent. Appreciate it, Jay. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you Friday when you're back here against the Chicago Bulls. Go get a win tomorrow.
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, guys. All right. Thanks, Coach. I meant to say time for us guys to go to break. How about that?
How about you just keep staring us there?
Holton, you've gone the longest there just now without saying a word. Yeah, exactly. The wheels on the bus go round and round. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a timeout. When we get back, Trailblazers Courtside continues on. We thank Coach Triano for joining us. And when we get back, I believe we're going to have Antonio Harvey. We'll have a short break in between that, but we'll talk some more Trailblazer goodness right after this timeout.
Whoa, did you see that? Kersey explodes at the hoop.
It doesn't always happen right away, but one thing I've learned is that every player and every fan eventually feels Rip City. It's bigger than Portland, bigger than Oregon, and it lives inside anyone who's ever believed in this team. This is Rip City, and no matter what, Rip City lives on.
Trailblazers versus the Bulls, Friday, November 22nd. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
We are WWE
Portland. Get ready for WWE SmackDown.
The final WWE Portland event this year, televised worldwide from Moda Center, Tuesday night, December 10th. Tickets available now for this one-of-a-kind experience. Live in action, you'll see WWE Champion Randy Orton.
Let the destruction begin.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes!
Alberto Del Rio.
I'm everything!
The world's largest athlete. The Big Show.
Somebody's getting chokeslammed.
The Shield. The Show-Off, Dolph Ziggler, the WWE Divas, and many more in action. Tuesday night, December 10th at Moda Center. WWE is the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Tickets are available now at the Rose Quarter box office, all Tickets West outlets, and rosequarter.com. You can't miss it.
Christmas is even luckier at Bi-Mart. Santa's got more than $1 million in Bi-Mart gift cards up for grabs. Come in tomorrow for Lucky Number Tuesday, and you could win a Bi-Mart gift card worth up to $250. It's just like winning cash. Check our lucky number board every Tuesday this holiday season. If your membership number matches those posted, you win. Bi-Mart gift cards are available now through Christmas Eve every week for Lucky Number Tuesday. Only at Bi-Mart.
Trailblazers fans, this season Comcast SportsNet's got more Blazers programming than ever before. 60 live regular season games, live pregame insight and interviews an hour before every game on Rip City Live, live postgame analysis, highlights, and debate after every game on Talkin' Ball, and at CSNNW.com, Chris Haynes, the most reliable Blazers insider in town, web streams and videos. Comcast SportsNet is home of the Trailblazers, now available on Charter.
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
The obligatory Ruben Boomshay shot for those watching on Comcast Sportsnet. Adam Bjornson, Michael Holton with you this Tuesday evening, and talking all things Trailblazers tonight as they get ready to host the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. A couple questions on Twitter, Michael, that I'm going to deflect to you. Brent wants to know, he says, hey, I know we're improved, and we improved a lot during the Nets game on the inside, but is it bad that we may be depending too much on our outside shot? Trailblazers are three-point threats.
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's times when we've seen this team rely on threes to be in games or get in games. We're not seeing that with this team and during this particular stretch of good basketball. We're seeing threes that are coming from getting the ball from one side of the floor to the other, or as Coach Triano just said, threes as the result of second screens in half-court sets. So their rhythm shots, they're not surprising one another, and so they're able to get second-chance points and get back and set their defense.
Baskets in transition. Portland fifth overall in transition. How about this? Lillard at the 90th percentile. Batum at the 97th percentile. How impressive is that?
Those are impressive numbers.
I mean, when they get out on the break, they're finishing. They're closing. They're slamming the door.
Slashers.
Keegan wants to know, why do you think Batum has been inconsistent scoring the ball, and can we keep this winning pace up? Those are two questions.
I'll take the latter part of the question first. Is I think the winning can continue because there's no surprise in how the team is getting it done. They're making in-game adjustments, and there's enough depth to be able to deal with whatever adjustments need to be made. Batum is a guy that I still think is capable of doing a little bit of everything. But like my mom told me, you can't do everything you want, but you can do anything you want. So you got to focus on what you're going to do. I mean, if he's going to be a scorer, he's going to be a scorer. He's going to be a slasher, he's going to be a slasher. He's going to be a rebounder, he's going to be a rebounder. The problem when you can do a lot of things is you don't settle in and lock in. And being a pro, being a consistent, effective pro, is about doing what you do best as often as possible.
Well, the Trailblazers are doing a lot of good things right now as they look to improve to 10-2 tomorrow. This quick reminder, there's a concert that's coming, and a lot of activity goes on here during road trips that aren't Blazer related.
The Moda Center is alive.
Exactly, and fans try Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which I went and saw that about 3 years ago, I think, is going to celebrate their first 15 years of touring with an encore and final performance of their multi-platinum rock opera, The Lost Christmas Eve. Tickets to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live at the Moda Center Sunday, November 24th are on sale now at the Rose Quarter. So if you did not know, now you know. The Milwaukee Bucks, we talked to Coach Triano. He said a few things that I had jotted down. Motivated to be successful is what he said, and which is different. You've got a lot of key components on this team, on this roster, that were different from last year. 13-game losing streak to end the season. So far, you've lost two games in the first 11. There's been such a change. How much can you attribute that to a couple of these offseason signings? A guy like Mo Williams.
Oh, no question you can attribute it to the offseason signings. You add the veteran experience of Mo Williams. Everybody on the team that went through losing the last 13 made a commitment to get better in the offseason. And so the team has more depth, more options. But to me, the definition of success in any team sport is everybody collectively trying to achieve the same goal.
He's been such a difference maker. You and I will sit in here as we're watching the away games, obviously, and because you're down on the sideline during the home games. But we sit here and we watch, and he's got the ear of every single person, not only out on the floor, but during huddles, during timeouts. Mo Williams, consummate professional out there on the floor. He's a leader.
Hey, the NBA is a have-you-been-there-before league. Mm-hmm. If you're going to talk to me and tell me how to do something, have you been there before? And so Mo Williams has been deep in the playoffs. He's played alongside LeBron James. He's been in some big games, big situations, and he's been on different teams. And he's been on teams that have not been successful. So There's a credibility in his leadership.
Hey, former All-Star. Former All-Star. There's no denying that. And you see what he did at Brooklyn and his season average so far. 10.5 points, five assists, and about 2.5 boards a game. So, all right, you ready to take a timeout? When we get back, we are going to be joined by Antonio Harvey. But first, it's a chest pass. We haven't got to shoot hoops yet on the TV side of things there.
Chest
we will.
Pass. Thumbs down.
Thumbs down. Ooh, you saw a good thumbs down. You broke that down on the Mondo pad last night.
That's right. Thumbs down. Chest pass. Right. Chest pass. Extend.
Antonio Harvey's coming up next. Stay tuned.
What's up, Tone?
Hey, Rip City, who's hungry for a delicious deal? It's the Domino's Blazing Hot Deal. Get 4 Trailblazer tickets and 4 Blazer hats, plus a large one-topping pizza and a 2-liter of any Coca-Cola product from your participating Domino's. The next Domino's Blazing Hot Deal night is Friday, December the 6th against the Utah Jazz for as low as $60. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com/dominoes.
Ever notice people with Fios kind of glow?
That's because Fios Internet TV and phone from Frontier is just $99.99 a month. Get dedicated fiber optics, top-rated broadband technology, one whole home HD DVR free for 6 months, and a free Wi-Fi router. Call 1-888-FRONTIER today. Limited time offer with qualifying new services. Service subject to availability. Additional set-top boxes, activation and installation fees, taxes and surcharges may apply. Other restrictions apply. Call for details. Fios marks owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC and used under license.
Hi, I'm Tani Beeler from Windermere Real Estate. Our industry is experiencing exciting changes. Technology alone is really changing how we do business. But in the ever-evolving world of real estate, the one thing that hasn't changed is the importance of connections. When you hire a Windermere broker, you hire our entire network of professionals. Whether you are buying or selling, your broker will explore every resource and relationship so you can be confident that every opportunity is considered and every detail covered.
Connect with a local Windermere broker now at Windermere.com.
Start it.
Drake returns to the stage with Would You Like a Tour?
I'm on a roll, half a million for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here.
December 3rd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
Hell yeah. Just hold on, I'm going home.
Album Nothing Was the Same, available now.
Once, that's the motto, nigga, YOLO, and we bought it every day, every day, every day.
Drake.
I'll be there for you, I would care for you, I keep thinking you just don't know.
With special guests Miguel and Future. December 3rd, Moda Center at the Rose Quarter.
I woke up in a new
Drake. Tickets are on sale now. Buy at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com. Tickets West locations or by phone. Produced by Live Nation. Don't miss Drake. Presenting Would You Like a Tour?
We now continue with Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
I'm so good. I just have no problems. Just take. Oh, go.
Oh, hey, how come your things? Look at you. How come your things have bouncing?
I can just dunk. I can just go. Flat. Oh, look. Oh, you want to move it outside? How about this?
Don't shoot that. Don't shoot that.
Okay.
Come on, man. You might hit the Mondo pad.
Oh, he moved it. It's not right. For those on the TV side of things, you can see that Holton and I strictly having a little horseplay here. As we welcome you back, Trailblazers Courtside. November 19th, Trailblazers got one more on the road and looking to make it a perfect 4-0. They have not, by the way, we talked about this, I think, last night on Trailblazers Overtime on the postgame show, but the Trailblazers have not got off to, the last time they got off to a start this good, they went to the Western Conference Finals.
You teasing something good there.
Puff the chest out a little bit there, Blazers fans. Teasing something good there. Yeah. So, and then looking ahead, you know, the schedule gets a little bit more difficult. You got Chicago coming in on Friday night, and then it's a quick back-to-back. You turn around, you go down to the hot shooting Golden State Warriors on Saturday.
No, that's a game there. That's a track meet with shooters.
How about this? First 11 games, best start since 1990, and you look at them, Michael. Were you on? No, you weren't on any of those rosters.
Negative. I was not on teams.
You were with the Charlotte Hornets.
Yep.
Weren't you? All right. Trailblazers single game tickets are on sale now. Hurry and secure your tickets to the big games like the Heat, Lakers, Bulls, Thunder, and Friday night's game against Derrick Rose and the Chicago Bulls I just talked about. Tickets, call 503-797-9600 or online at trailblazers.com. All right. It is time to go back to Milwaukee. Happy to be joined by the one, the only, Antonio Harvey, and like many Blazer players, Tone, also showing his versatility. He does a little bit of TV these days. Good job filling in, my friend. You got rave reviews back here in Portland.
Well, I appreciate that. It was interesting. Don't get me wrong, it was interesting in a good way. Mike and Mike did an excellent job of making you feel comfortable. I'll tell you, it felt good, but I'll be happy to get Wills back on the air so we can I can relax a little bit. I've actually had to work these last 3 days.
Jeez. Oh, hate when that happens. Actually put you to work. But a jack of all trades. It was fun to watch, and you're obviously very knowledgeable in what you're talking about, Michael, right?
Yep. Tone, I appreciate seeing you flex your muscles, man, show your versatility. Hey, Tone, let me ask you, man. I'm going to cut right to the chase. Three-point shooting. This team is good. This team shoots a high percentage. And on occasion shoots a lot. I think a couple games ago shot 32 of them, made 15 against Toronto. Can you talk a little bit about the variety of ways this team is taking and making threes?
A lot of it has to do, and I had this conversation the other day with somebody. I think it was in New Jersey. It was last night, as a matter of fact. I was talking to Donnie Marshall about it. When you have LaMarcus, and I think it all starts and stops with LaMarcus, he doesn't get the due he really deserves. He's so good in the post that you have to respect him. And he draws the defense down. He makes them hesitate a half second. And then you've got Dame, you've got Nick, you've got Wes, you've got Mo, you've got Darrell. Right? You got four or five guys on the roster that can all shoot three. So start of games, teams are a little bit hesitant. They don't know whether or not to go down and face LaMarcus with a double team. He burns them. Then all of a sudden they're going and the other guys get going. I really think it has everything to do with the fact that LaMarcus has really established himself in the post.
Well, I'd like to ask what the vibe is with the team right now, but we can pretty much guess it. The match, you know what I mean? It's like the maturation process with this Trailblazer team right now, Tone, has happened a lot quicker, I think, than a lot of people. It's like, you know, he's going to be 12 weeks tomorrow, my first son, and I watch how he grows every day. I'm watching this Blazers team, and it's like every day evolving into something newer and nicer. And it's been a pleasant sight to see, I think, for a little bit of everyone. But people want to know, is this real? People across the league want to know, is this real? When are we going to know if this team is real?
Yeah, that's a tough call. I think it might, I think you would agree with this. We haven't necessarily seen this team face tough competition yet, because San Antonio's the only team they've really had to beat. They lost to the Houston Rockets. They beat San Antonio. But I'll say this, the more you win, the more confident you become. The more confident you become, the more you win. It's one of those, it's that cycle that can sometimes go the other way. You lose confidence, you get a loss, and you lose more confidence. Right now, I'll say that this team is real because the record is real. We can talk about the fact that they haven't played a lot of great teams. But my reality is they don't make the schedule. They only play it. And what they've done with the schedule they've been given has been absolutely fantastic.
You know, Tone, watching this team play, I get the impression, and obviously you're around them a lot more than I am, but it looks like they solve problems collectively. I mean, when the game starts, there's always the game within the game. Either the other team is hot or somebody on the Blazer team is not hot or teams getting the ball to the paint or fast break points. Regardless of what the situation is that emerges during the course of the game, this team appears to always address it collectively and not leave anybody on an island. Could you talk about this team's chemistry a little bit?
It's absolutely tremendous. They realize, just being around them, they all realize that they're different personalities individually, but they fit like a puzzle. You know, you look at Dame. Dame's a quiet assassin. LaMarcus is more that way as well. Nicholas Batum is a do-everything kind of guy. Mo Williams is high energy. Wesley Matthews is a gritty player. And then you've got Robin Lopez, who to me, he's the glue guy. He's the reason this team is as successful as it is, because nobody wants to make him angry. I keep saying on the air, he's going to make somebody an offer they can't refuse, and when they refuse it, he's going to put a horse head in the bed. I think dude is a little bit crazy, but just the right kind of way.
Tony, you know what's funny about that? You say that, and, you know, at home games, I get a chance to be in the huddles and kind of look in body language and hear what's going on and watch Terry Stotts, you know, draw the X's and O's, and I enjoy it. I mean, I should have to pay money to do it. But Robin Lopez has a unique style during timeouts. He takes the knee next to Terry Stotts, and he looks over his shoulder while he's diagramming a play, and then he looks up at all the other players like, y'all getting this?
You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what I mean. He's making them an offer they can't refuse. I mean, he's looking at them like, I hope you all are paying attention to this, because if you're not, I'll see you after the game. I mean, I love the guy. He's unquestionably my second favorite player on the team in terms of just the quirkiness about his personality. I think my favorite guy is Myers Leonard. Myers Leonard is just great to be around because he's just a big kid. But you know, I look at Robin and what he brings to the table. He's been tremendous. Thomas Robinson coming in off the bench. He's young. He's energetic. And, you know, I really look at Thomas Robinson as being similar to what J.J. Hickson was last year, but in a proper role. You know, J.J. Hickson should have never been starting at center for the Blazers. You get Robin Lopez, J.J. Hickson comes in off the bench. Everybody is happy. That's what T-Rob has. And then you got Joel Freeland, the other part of that same big man equation.
You know, it's interesting. You brought up Myers Leonard's name, and I got to pounce on this a little bit, because one of the things that was said to me when I became the head coach at the University of Portland by the late Clive Charles, he said, hey, coach the players that play and manage the ones that don't. So when you said Myers Leonard in the midst of all of this love that's flowing around about this team and chemistry, I wanted to just follow up and ask you, how's he doing? Because when you're a young guy on a team and you played and then you're not playing, sometimes a veteran will take you under his wing, or people will kind of whisper in your ear, take you out to eat. I mean, how's it going for him this season?
Man, I'll tell you, I think Myers Leonard is too goofy to even realize anything bad or good is happening. And I say that in the most loving way. He's just a mild-mannered, easygoing kid. What's going to have to happen for him is he's going to have to get some meanness about him. He's going to have to get angry. And I've tried to allude to, and Michael Holden, I know you'll definitely get this reference. There's a scene in the movie Fridays when Ice Cube and Chris Tucker are sitting on the front porch, and Debo rolls up, and he, like, starts patting their pockets down, right? I told Myers Leonard, I said, hey, every time somebody takes you a minute, they're walking up to you and patting your pockets down, taking money out of your pockets. And you have to look at it that way. You got to get these people out of your pocket and start making your money, because he's got all the physical skills. He can shoot it. He can jump. He can run. He's still got to work on his rebounding. But he just doesn't have that testosterone, that I want to really hurt you mentality that he needs to have.
Tony, it's hard to be hungry when you're not broke.
Hey, Mike, we both raised boys. It is the hardest thing in the world to get them to recognize, man, you got to go out here and fight every minute. But it's Myers. I know it's going to come around sooner or later, because he works hard. He puts in the time. So I got to believe that if you put in the time, you're going to have some success.
Yeah, same could be said for Will Barton and Victor Clavaire. Both those guys started a lot of games last year. They're going to be completely out of the rotation as well.
Hey,
so.
Adam, I don't mean to say anything negative here, but you realize that when Will and Victor Clavaire were starting, we lost 13 in a row, right?
Yes, I do remember that. No,
I
remember
that out.
Tone, it's two ways to learn, man. You either learn by playing or you learn by watching.
And as a coach, if your learning has anything to do with me losing 13 in a row, you're gonna learn sitting on the bench.
Hey, I got to tell another quick John Wooden story, man.
Okay, John Wooden. These are good. These are always good.
He said something to me that was unbelievable, right? I asked the late John Wooden when he was alive, was there any coach that he hated playing against? I mean, was there any coach that you just didn't like to play? He said, yeah, the one that had good players.
no true words spoken. I can understand that. But, hey, well, you know, and one other thing, Adam, and again, yeah. I hate to correct you, man, but.
What? What'd I do now?
You said something a second ago that, you know, it was a slap in the face to me personally.
You said
the last time the Blazers got off to this hot start was the 1990 season.
No.
1999-2000.
Right, which was the last time we went to – wasn't that the last time we went to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, but I was on that team. You said 1990, man. I mean, you can't slap me in the face like that, Adam.
So, Tone, let me step in and separate you guys and throw you the lob. So, tell us how well your team started
that
year.
Yeah.
We started 11-2 that year and then made it to the Western Conference. But I'll tell you what, though. That team we had was different in that we had a lot of superstars, but nobody wanted to step up and be the man. Mm-hmm. This team doesn't have as many superstars, but the two guys that are superstars are willing to be superstars when we need them to be. Dame, LaMarcus, and somebody asked me why the team is being so successful. And Coach Holden, I think you would agree. You need three great players to be successful on any given night. The Blazers have two that they can count on every single night. Then you get Wes or Nick, sometimes Wes and Nick stepping up. And all of a sudden, it's a very difficult team to deal with because you got four bona fide options out there on offense.
We're just morphing Nick and Wesley together to become one. Yeah. And then any given night, it can be either one of those guys.
You know, it's interesting, Tone, and when you said it, something flashed in my head, you know, because prior to Terry Stotts, Nate McMillan talked about two units a lot, which was kind of always interesting to me. But Terry Stotts has blended this team together where you got seven or eight guys that are playing together in various combinations. And let's not underestimate how difficult that is for the opposition because there may be a big lineup, there may be a small lineup, there may be a fast lineup, there may be an outside-in lineup or an inside-out lineup.
And it happens seamlessly. And it's almost like, is it just me, Coach? I'm glad you pointed that out because it happens so slowly over the course of the 6-minute mark of the first quarter to about the 6-minute mark of the second quarter where it'll start with Mo Williams coming in for Dame. And then Dame will come back in for Nick. And then Nick will come back in for Robin. And now all of a sudden the lineup is small. Mm-hmm, and you don't even see it coming because there was no mass substitution. He's just slowly tweaked it until his team has an advantage. And you're absolutely right. That's been the difference. He's got enough weapons that you have to make a decision on where you're going to go. But when you make that decision, somebody else steps up. And every game this team wins, they get smarter. And they get more adjusted to winning games. It's going to be difficult to slow down.
Tone, you know, as you say that, it kind of gives me goosebumps a little bit because in the pros, it's not easy to do what you just described Terry Stotts is doing and have every player okay with it. You know, guys tend to get territorial about their rotation, their minutes, their rhythm when they come in. But this team is just regardless, they are collective. And that's what I was saying earlier. This team just seems very collective in their approach.
The words I keep using, hard to deal with. First of all, LaMarcus Aldridge has the nastiest baseline fadeaway jump shot I've seen since Rasheed Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him the other night hit Amir Johnson with it. So nasty, Amir Johnson just froze. He couldn't contest. He couldn't drop back. He just froze in his tracks and watched LaMarcus shoot it over his face. It's the nastiest shot right now. I think of I can't think of being for the nastiest shot in the game right now, Mike. It's impossible to deal with, and it's making the other parts of the team so much better.
He's locked in, as are the rest of the Trailblazers. Blazers radio analyst and sometimes TV analyst, Antonio Harvey, joining us from Milwaukee. Tone, thanks for the time, man. Let's get greedy. Let's get 4-0, huh?
Let's do 4-0. Let's have not a big party, just a mild party. I'm thinking maybe a stogie with Coach Holton at his underground bunker.
At his palatial pad.
Don't let the word out.
Yeah, right. All right, Tone. Hey, go get him tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you Friday when the Blazers and Bulls tangle at the Moda Center.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
All right, thanks, Tone. All right. Time for us to take another timeout. When we get back, we will mull over tomorrow's opponent, the Milwaukee Bucks. Terry Stotts, let's not forget, former head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks for a couple seasons. We will see what kind of Jedi mind tricks perhaps you're going to tell us will get the Blazers the victory tomorrow. That and much more when Trailblazers Courtside returns. Oh, do we got another chest pass? Thumbs up?
Thumbs Ooh. Down. Thumbs, down.
Those are up.
Backward
that's why
rotation.
It went, yeah. All right. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Sometimes you don't know how you'll ever overcome the odds, how you'll continue to fight. When you get hit, you got to get back up. That's how we do it in Rip City.
Stoudemire to Grant. Bryant against Williamson. Comes baseline, high arcing. 12-footer in again. Bryant, Grant cannot be stopped. He's got 19.
We don't ever give up.
Next up, Trailblazers versus the Bulls, Friday, November 22nd. For tickets, call 503-797-9600 or visit trailblazers.com.
The triumphant return of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Lost Christmas Eve, presented by Hallmark Channel. A rock holiday tradition for a new generation. Don't miss the encore and final performance of The Lost Christmas Eve. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. Two shows, November 24, 3 and 7:30 p.m. at the Moda Center at the Rose Quarter. The power of rock. With the majesty of classic, a multi-sensory experience that is truly a must-see. Buy your reserved seat tickets now at LiveNation.com, RoseQuarter.com, tickets, West locations, and by phone. The new rock tradition for the whole family this holiday season. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's The Lost Christmas Eve, latest album available at Amazon.com.
Look around and you find what you're looking for.
Life is all about surprises. That little something extra you weren't expecting. Kind of like Fred Meyer, where you can find great food at lower prices every day. Plus, update your home. Start a movie night. Fill your closet. And get everything else you need when you need it. So what will you find at Fred Meyer?
Find what you're looking for.
This season, Comcast Sportsnet's got more Trailblazers than ever before. We have more L-Train, Nick, Damon West, more Haynes and Janes, more Rip City, Road City, Talking Ball and Basketball, more High Fives, Chest Bumps, Play Calls and No Lookers, more Wild One, Free Throw Guide, Blazer Bruce and Dancing Lady, more Blaze, Blazer Dancers, Home Court and Rip City Live, more Game Winners, Finger Rollers, Shot Blockers and Alley-Oopers. This season, Comcast Sportsnet's got more Trailblazers than ever before. Now available on Charter.
Now, back to Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network.
Fans, check out the selection of Trailblazers gear at the Trailblazers Fan Shop here at the Moda Center. The Fan Shop's open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you can't make it down to the store, you can always shop online. It's at trailblazersfanshop.com. Let's take a look at the Courtside crew list. This is the first of eight that you and I are going to be doing. Maybe more. You never know. Director Phil Beard, producer Nick Elliott, video, it is Greg St. Martin, graphics operator, it is Russ Lipkin, audio, Lynn Malone, cameras, Buck and Curry, as always, engineer, Bruce Williams, online coordinator, Justin Moulter, and radio producer, the one, the only, Captain Rich Patterson, and
the
there
Cap,
is.
The Captain's Cam.
Cap, you got a lot of pies back there because Sammy was selling them. Where are they all at? Oh, they're in the cooler.
Hey, I don't know how I didn't get the memo.
Is that the new Coleman cooler that just... That cooler looks, oh, zippy. Leave him alone.
That's a cooler door.
Hey, real quick, Cap, how many pies did Sammy sell?
45.
Wow, and all two employees here at the Moda Center, right?
Number one in his school. Shout out to Kelly Creek.
Kelly Creek.
Kelly Creek. Sammy carrying the torch.
We gotta have the Trailblazers, by the way, hit that 100-point marker so we can get Sammy to get to McDonald's to have the sausage McMuffin with egg.
Okay, we can do that, but I got a funny feeling Sammy ain't missing no meals.
Cap, you are the man. Let's go ahead and look at the
opponent for tomorrow, the Milwaukee Bucks. Few teams in the East right now, Michael, have been the beasts of the East. There are only three teams, as the day began, that have a winning record right now. When you look at the Bucks, they're 28th in points per game, 27th in rebounds, 25th in assists, and 12th in points allowed.
Yep, but you know me, I always go to the fact that they have millionaires too.
Yeah,
and they've got players on their team that are capable. You know, they got Caron Butler. They got some players that can score
Butler's
the basketball.
Out, dude, he's going to be missing that tomorrow.
I said they have him. I didn't say he was playing.
They also have Larry Sanders. They also used to have Lou Alcindor.
They got John Henson. I'm trying to find something good to say about
exactly.
these guys, man.
And keep looking. So tomorrow, I mean, but that's the thing. You don't want to overlook any opponent.
We talk about it all the time. If for whatever reason you don't have enough motivation to respect your opponent, respect the game. And the Trailblazers are a team that are trying to get better each night out. And the challenges are unique. Sometimes you're motivated by a team that's really good, and sometimes you're motivated by a team that's not doing well.
Mo Williams played 4 years. You know that? 4 years with the Milwaukee Bucks. So he's going back home. He wants to show his wares.
Yeah. He wants the doorman to remember him.
And let's not forget, where's Wesley Matthews from?
He's from Wisconsin.
Ooh, he's going to have a lot of people. It's not the Bradley Center anymore, is it there? Where is it that they play, the Bucks? It's not the Bradley Center.
Doesn't the Senator own the team?
Yeah, I think it's the same building. They may have just named it something different. But nonetheless, it's where they have an opportunity tomorrow to go 4-0 on this road trip and to make it, more importantly, 8 wins in a row.
Yeah, playing a 2-17, you got to have a different way of reaching down for motivation, because they're not going to – the Milwaukee Bucks are probably not going to jump on the Portland Trailblazers, and so the Portland Trailblazers need to make sure that they don't jump on themselves and get a slow start.
Motivation and confidence can take you so far in this game, right?
Got to have it.
Yeah.
And coaches don't give it. You got to bring it.
All right. Real quick, I just want to bring up one thing about LaMarcus Aldridge that I think has been I've said it on a few occasions already, but he looks like a different player. He looks like he's running the floor better. He's got some power moves. Is it, do you think, because of the sum of the entire body of work that he's got around him now? He's happier, I think, and that it's producing.
It's probably a combination of things, but I heard somewhere that he spent some time this offseason playing a certain amount of games to get comfortable spots on the floor, under pressure, working against the clock to develop the closer role.
Mm-hmm.
I think that has as much to do with how much fun he's having than anything.
Closer like you, Holton, back in your days at UCLA in Pasadena.
I put the hounds on you.
Well, we thank you for watching tonight, Trailblazers Courtside, for this Tuesday, November 19th. We're going to see you back here tomorrow, because the Trailblazers have a chance to wrap up this road trip with a visit to Milwaukee. Until then, we'll see you tomorrow at 4:30 for the pregame show, the tip at 5, right here on Comcast Sportsnet. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Trailblazers Courtside on the Trailblazers Radio Network. This has been a Blazers Broadcasting Sports presentation.